Princeton University Press Audio presents The Little Book of Exoplanets, written and read by Joshua N. Wynn. In memory of my father, Martin Wynn, 1940 to 2022. Chapter 1, Introduction. Based on the fact that you have chosen this book to listen to, I'll venture to guess we have something in common. At some point in your life, you were outside on a clear night looking at the stars, and you started wondering, do any of those stars have planets? Are there other worlds like the Earth? My earliest memory of this state of mind was during a childhood family vacation to the Grand Canyon. We arrived at our campsite in evening twilight. My father lifted me on top of our Chevrolet Impala, where I could lie down and look up. The air was cold, but the hood was still warm from the long drive to the campground. It was the first time I'd ever seen a truly dark night sky. Bright stars began appearing in their familiar patterns, but here, far from city lights, they gleamed like diamonds on black velvet. As twilight deepened and my eyes adjusted to the darkness, it seemed like a fog was slowly dissipating, revealing multitudes of fainter stars. Unfamiliar and numerous, the faint stars were disorienting. I could barely make out the constellations anymore. I knew from my astronomy books and magazines that each of those points of light was an enormous nuclear furnace with the same power and grandeur as the sun, which had been baking us all day before it set below the horizon. With a seemingly infinite number of stars on display, it felt impossible that the sun and the earth were unique or special in any way. Was each one of those points of light somebody else's sun? Which one was home to a young alien lying atop its father's warm spaceship looking toward me? At that time, decades ago, there was not a single star in the sky that was known with certainty to have planets of its own. Now, thanks to advances in astronomical technology, thousands of planets have been detected around other stars. Some of them around those very stars in the sky that you and I have gazed upon and wondered about. Aldebaran, an orange-red star in the constellation Taurus, has a planet at least six times more massive than Jupiter. Kochab, the brightest star in the bowl of the Little Dipper, has a giant planet, as does Pollux, the star at the head of one of the mythological twins in the constellation Gemini. Edesic, a star within the sinuous body of Draco the dragon, has two planets so massive that we're not sure whether to call them planets. One of them travels so slowly around the star that it probably hasn't made it all the way around even once since my childhood trip to the Grand Canyon 4 decades ago. About 2 decades ago, I became an astronomer. Thanks to lucky timing, I was able to join the scientific journey from complete ignorance about planets outside the solar system to definitive evidence that they exist around at least 30% of sun-like stars and strong evidence for an even higher abundance of planets. The newly discovered planets include potentially Earth-like worlds, along with many exotic planets that bear little resemblance to any of the members of the solar system. We've found planets on highly elongated orbits, planets on the brink of destruction by the gravitational force of a nearby star, planets as light and puffy as cotton candy, planets orbiting two stars at the same time, and planets that probably have oceans of lava. Some of the new planets were anticipated by authors of science fiction. Others have inspired new stories. Planets that belong to stars other than the sun are called extrasolar planets. Usually the name is shortened to exoplanets, although increasingly I just call them planets, and I think this will soon become common practice. After all, based on the statistics of our surveys of nearby stars, we can be sure that at least 99.9999999% of all the planets in the galaxy are orbiting stars other than the sun. Doesn't this overwhelming majority deserve the general name planet without any prefix? The infinitesimal minority of planets that happen to share our star should be called solar planets, or less seriously, endoplanets. Questions about names all
Sample complete. Ready to continue?